You're listening to SBS News.
As artificial intelligence rapidly becomes a part of everyday life for Australians, the ACCC is warning that technology also brings growing risks. In its AI industry snapshot, the consumer watchdog says AI is being used to fuel fake reviews, ghost websites, and increasingly sophisticated online scams, making them harder to detect, and warns the rapid expansion of AI-enabled products and services could pose potential harms to consumers and competition if left unchecked. SBS's Stephanie Youssef spoke with ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb about whether AI is creating a new generation of digital monopolies and why it's calling for stronger monitoring powers to keep pace with the evolving industry.
So, Gina, what kind of issues or risks does the rapid growth of AI technologies raise for Australian consumers?
We are aware that there is widespread use and collection of consumers' data, and we don't believe that consumers are aware of this or understanding that that is happening and it's being collected to provide the services and also to train AI technologies. The next area is that AI can assist the creation of false claims about a product, and also it makes them more believable. So a good example of that is your viewers may have seen the ACCC identified ghost websites that represented themselves falsely as local businesses, whether fashion businesses, florist businesses, and often they use generative AI images to build a sense of credibility and appear to locate them in your local area when they're actually not in your local area and in fact maybe offshore, for example. Another area is generating large volumes of fake reviews, which are then hard for us when we're trying to make a choice of a product or service on the basis of what the reviews have told us, and also hard for small businesses if there are fake reviews put in relation to their business. And finally, we're very worried about the use of AI to facilitate and enhance online scams. So replication of a voice that sounds like a family member, something that makes a scam website, for example, look much more believable. All of this we are already seeing is creating much more risk from online scams.
AI is already embedded in everyday digital services. At what point does innovation tip into harm for consumers and competition?
Yeah, this is very interesting because, of course, the innovation is delivering areas that are very helpful to and can be very helpful to consumers, such as efficiency, more intuitive services. What the problem is from a competition point of view, for example, is that the large tech companies have investments and a presence at multiple levels of the underlying technology and software and development, and also have access to the richest data, and therefore over time it can result in only a small number able to compete, whereas at the moment we have quite a range of choice. In addition, that a large digital platform, because we have seen in our most recent work a lot of interconnection between AI offerings and existing core digital platform services. So, for instance, the provider of search or the provider of Outlook or the provider of social media wraps in a bundle their own AI enhancement or preferences their own AI enhancement, making it less likely that we choose an experiment with others. And so these are examples of what are the competition risks that can exist in the way the largest digital platforms are strongly investing in and entering into agreements in relation to the offering and deploying of AI.
You mentioned the big tech companies. The report warns that AI could raise barriers to entry and lock users into big tech platforms. Are we at risk of a new generation of digital monopolies?
We are concerned. Firstly, if you are used to using a suite of services and AI enhances and expands it out, We already can see that users, if they face having to shift their data across, take steps, cancel particular types of accounts, open new accounts, we all think twice. We're sticky. We're sticky where we are. And if AI has been added in that way, it can mean that we're less likely to switch, which does increase barriers to entry. The other areas in which it increases barriers to entry is that the existing players have a lot of access to data, our data. They see what we search for. They see what we buy. They see who we talk to. They understand us in ways that perhaps we don't even understand ourselves. And in that situation, that is absolutely the oil on which AI runs, because of training on this sort of data and ability to anticipate and know us better. In effect, all of our use has been prompting and educating the AI that we have been working within. And these all create much more likelihood that it will be harder for new players to come in and to contest.
As you mentioned, the data of Australians is being used to train AI models without consent. Is that a failure of regulation, transparency, or enforcement?
I think it's actually a failure in many ways of all of them. Firstly, we did some research for our March this year final report of the Digital Platform Services Inquiry, and 83% of the Australian consumers who we surveyed believe that companies should be getting their consent, the individual consumer's consent, before using personal data to train AI models. What we can see, though, in this most recent snapshot we've published today, is that vast amounts of consumer data is already collected and used to train AI models without consumers' knowledge or informed consent. And why is this? Because every one of us knows the online terms of service and privacy policies are long, multiple screens if you're looking at it on a handheld device, and complex. And frequently people just want to get on, click agree and get on and use their service. And so firstly, it's just not transparent and it's difficult. Secondly, we think it's really important that there is more monitoring by government and by regulators, so that areas where this lack of consent and lack of knowledge are really impinging on consumers, on consumers' experience and consumers' ability to get what they want out of the services.
The ACCC raises the risk of AI agents potentially colluding. How serious is that threat, and are our current laws equipped to deal with it?
I know this sounds like a truly science fiction style scene, but I do want to identify areas where there are examples very close to this. So we are aware, and in the US action has been taken in relation to algorithmic collusion. So, for example, where a set of real estate agents acting for landlords were all using the same algorithmic program for setting price. And that same algorithmic program was producing the same level of price, so that the rents being charged and which the properties were being offered were not having true price competition because the algorithms were being used in that way. Once you add over that the capacity of AI to be in a much more generative, broad, general purpose technology way to be providing suggestions, answering our questions. And even if you move to the next step where you have agentic AI, where you actually say to an agent, find me the best restaurant to go to, the best airfare from to travel to the Gold Coast this summer, and the agent is doing it for you, well, then we consider that it is not a leap of the imagination to say that agents would actually be able to communicate with each other and then to collude. Now, whether our law is capable of protecting against this is an interesting question. There has been some consideration and a view that there are the right principles in our law. What we do need to check, however, is that we do need to ensure that we know that the humans behind the deploying of AI are going to be liable for what the AI agent and AI app or program then sets in train and delivers in terms of anti-competitive conduct or harm to consumers.
Big tech firms are making huge investments in AI and so-called acqui-hires. How concerned are you that innovation in Australia could be squeezed out before it even has a chance to compete?
One of the aspects that our snapshot draws attention to is that there are very significant investments that are occurring in order to have the key inputs into the ability to deliver AI, which includes cloud storage. It includes the systems and technology. It includes specialist people with experience who are able to then design the systems and services that will attract consumers. And of course, it includes the access to deep and rich data sets. So we are concerned that if there are discrimination, preferencing or locking up of access to key inputs, that it will be difficult for Australian businesses, for challenger tech globally to take on the existing significant large tech players in these areas. And that's why the ACCC has been recommending in terms of questions of areas of anti-competitive harm and significant positions of market power that the ACCC has seen in some areas of digital platform services, that we have recommended that there should be a new digital competition framework to enable in the small number of areas where there are critical intermediary services in the digital economy, that the government will be able to designate the particular platform and particular services so that there can be an ability for interoperability, transparency and contest that will be valuable for Australian consumers, Australian businesses and challenger tech worldwide.
Earlier you mentioned how AI is being used to generate fake reviews, coast websites and more convincing scams. How can consumers protect themselves?
This is an interesting area, and I think it's important to actually use the three key protection tips we have in relation to scams, and they apply to all of them, which is stop. So that is, if something just looks wrong, it's jarring, it's in a place you don't expect it to be, it looks more convincing or a greater deal than really anybody should be able to offer you, just stop and say, is this real? Is this actually a ghost, not a true offering? Is this somebody who's trying to scam me? So stop and then check. You don't have to take much time to check, and you could really save yourself a large amount of money or buying a poor quality product that's not going to be delivered at all or delivered on time. Check. Do your own separate search to see if you come up with something that actually shows you that that's the real website, not this one. Or talk to family and friends. That's a great way to check before you believe something that sounds too good to be true. And if you do those steps, you then protect yourself. And if you happen to have taken a step, particularly in relation to a scam, and you think, oh no, I've got it wrong, I've actually taken a real risk here, ring your bank, call for some help and report it to ScamWatch, because then we can protect other people. And if you do act quickly to protect yourself, if you realise there's a problem, you can, we would hope, be able to stop it. And if you can't, you'll be able to call upon aid to assist you. So that's important. That's the answer. That's the tip. Stop, check, protect.
Finally, what are some things that can be done on a policy level to minimise the risks involved with these rapidly changing AI technologies? And you're calling for stronger monitoring powers. What would that look like, and what would change in practice if those powers were in place today?
There are the policy positions that we are advocating are the following. The first, and very importantly, as you're drawing out, is to have continuing ability to monitor. And the reason for that is it is changing so quickly. We are always saying technology is changing incredibly quickly, but in relation to AI and these offerings, if you think back barely a year ago, none of us would have been thinking and using AI in the manner in which we are now. So it's changing so quickly. So it needs to be monitored to understand what is happening. And what will that allow us to do? It will allow us, firstly, to keep pace. Is our law keeping up? We will be asking that question. Secondly, we will be able to alert consumers, Australians, to where the risks are and what they need to do to take care. And so monitoring is a base to ensure that our policy and our legal settings are in the right place. Secondly, we were really pleased that the consumer ministers announced that they are going to legislate against unfair trading practices. So this will allow the ACCC and the state and territory consumer authorities to be able to take action when there is a range of these misrepresentations, fake reviews, elements that are just unfair to consumers and other businesses in the digital environment. It will be a stronger, much more capable set of powers for that consumer protection. And the third is we think we will be best able to protect competition and the transparency and effectiveness for Australian businesses if there are new digital competition measures to enable a framework for those small set of circumstances where the digital platform services are so critical that they are the core intermediary in our economy.